news for Friday, November 15th. I'm Ben Thomas. As President-elect Trump assembles his team, Sagar Magani reports the Biden administration's working to preserve at least some of the president's accomplishments.
When he addressed the nation after Trump's win,
"Let's make every day count."
The president noted his administration's achieved a lot, and many of the effects won't be felt for years.
"The road ahead is clear, assuming we sustain it."
Trump has pledged to undo much of the work, like rescinding unspent funds in Biden's climate and health care law, so the current administration's trying to make sure the money keeps flowing, doling out billions in grants. And on Ukraine, where Trump has criticized Biden's pledge to send more aid,
"Every dollar that the Congress gave to him, authorized him to spend, he will spend."
But National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and the Pentagon note it will take a lot of work to get those billions of dollars in weapons to Ukraine before Trump is sworn in. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's in Peru for a summit of Pacific Rim leaders, including China's Xi Jinping. The AP's learned Iran's UN ambassador met with Elon Musk on Monday, apparently looking to ease tensions with Trump. And New Yorkers are being urged to conserve water. Jackie Quinn explains.
Remember in August when Tropical Storm Debbie flooded portions of upstate New York? Now there are drought watches for the city and points north. Paul Rush is with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection.
"Normally we'd have from September until now about 10 inches of rain, and we've only received about 2.5.
He says the city's water system is down to 63% capacity. Ulster County resident Pamela Martin.
"The water levels are low, and you can see a lot of the basin of the Shokan Reservoir, which you can't usually see."
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. An animal shelter's mouse problem.
The shelter along New Hampshire's seacoast got a call from a man saying he wanted to give up 150 mice. He first brought in about 75.
"Over the next 3 days, we received almost 500 mice.
Lisa Dennison with the New Hampshire Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says the man actually had 150 cases of mice.
"A female that's, say, 6 months old could have 10 to 14 perhaps. But you can only imagine, out of 500 mice, 50% of them are female.
That's more than 1,000 mice. The facility at most takes in about 125 animals a day."
"Crippling, really."
People like Alicia Murphy are stepping in to adopt some mice.
"I could help out. We have all the setup and everything I need at home already, so I figured, what the hell."
Other shelters have agreed to take some of the mice, and some are being sent to foster homes. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.